This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. The MFG Cast presents Human. Breaking news. Antonio De Luca, head of the De Luca crime family, has been gunned down in a possible safe house for said family. Along with Mr. De Luca, two of De Luca's associates along with another unknown assailant were also found dead at the scene. 302 Main Street, site of the now defunct Hole in One Donuts, was the site of this grisly scene that leaves four dead with many questions remaining. Who is this mystery person that hasn't been in? Who is this mystery person that hasn't been identified? What was the reason for this meeting at this location, and what made it turn out so ugly? As things become more clear, rest assured that here at 98.5 WQNS, we will keep you abreast of the news.
Am I at home in my apartment where I'm hearing this? Like, what's my situation look like?
You know what? Let's see. Yes, I like that. Let's say you are at your apartment when you hear this news.
So I think maybe he's, sitting at the table, drinking a cup of coffee, and, that pops on in the morning, and he, slowly puts down his coffee cup and then, waits a beat, stands up, walks over, clicks off the radio on the counter. Like, that's not how I wanted to start my day this morning. Then he leans back on the sink, fishes out a cigarette and, lights up and, just kind of gets lost in thought, thinking about, what has recently transpired.
For sure. Yeah. So as you're kind of like getting this news and you're thinking, I wonder if I should have you roll. I'm not going to have you do that. I'm not going to have you roll right now. So keep your dice where they are. So yeah. So as you're kind of thinking about the news and what is happening, you actually hear a knock on your door.
I think he starts a little bit, sort of lost in thought, and then, cocks his head and he, waits a beat because he didn't, I don't know if I imagined this or not. See if somebody knocks again. Like, he'll start walking over towards the door, but he's kind of unsure as to whether or not, someone actually knocked on the apartment door.
For sure. So you hear a second knock, this time considerably louder than the first.
I go up to the peephole and take a look out and see if I can see who's standing there.
Yes. The peephole is covered. No, I'm just kidding. it is O'Shea and another gentleman waiting at the front of the door.
Look like a cop?
He looks like a cop.
I take a deep breath just like I just did. And I open up the door as if I am unconcerned.
Okay.
So I open it up and, kind of like look up and I'm like, oh, hey, hey, Brian, good morning. What's going on?
The other gentleman speaks up and says, Mr. Armstrong, I'm Detective Zapooter and this is Detective O'Shea. May we come in?
He licks his lips. He, takes a drag of a cigarette, kind of slow, takes a drag, off to the side. Yeah, sure. I was just getting ready to head to the office, but come on in.
Okay. So they both come in.
They get you a cup of coffee? I think there might still be some left.
The other gentleman says, the detective Zapooter says, none for me. Brian, and Brian's like, Brian says, sure, yeah, Mr. Armstrong, I'd love a cup, thank you.
And he kind of gets a weird look, like, what the fuck? And roll, all right, well, whatever.
Roll me a brains roll.
Insight?
Yes.
I as a player, I can assume that he's,
The deal is three.
Deal is three. What is that? So that one's a one. That one's a four. That one's a six. So I have two special dice. One has the special on the one, and one has it on the six.
Nice, of course.
So that's an eight total.
Okay. Yeah, so you see on Brian's face, like, a couple of things. You see, like, sorry, but also, like, you also get a look from him, like, again, just because you know you've known each other long enough that he's like, I'm going to do my best to help you.
How far out is this from the evening of the quadruple homicide?
Yeah, let's say it's 2 days later.
It's 2 days later. So I think that's like a, because I think it was Thursday. We want to say it was Monday then, because like 2 days would be like Saturday, I think. And I wouldn't have been going to the office on a Saturday necessarily. I might have been. I guess it doesn't matter. PI's job never ends.
Yeah, that's true. Trying to think, what would it be, a Monday? Yeah, let's say with all the processing and all the detective work. Yeah, let's just say it's a Monday then.
Okay. So he, you know, he pours a cup of coffee. You know, he takes the milk out of the fridge, sticks it on the on the table.
Before you get the coffee and go to the fridge, I would like to produce your and, if it's okay with you.
Oh, sure. I forgot I had an and.
So you know how sometimes for the film you like to put that in the coffee, the where you would usually put the filter or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, oh boy, how would I do that? Nope, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to say something else.
Can I just say I don't get arrested?
I don't know if I'd let you go that. I don't think I know if I'd let you have that one. Normally, when you hid that film, you hid it in the coffee maker. Yeah, so for some reason, you weren't thinking about that, but you look and you see just poking underneath the coffee maker, there is an envelope corner sticking out.
So I assume my back is to them, or I turn to put my back to them.
Yes.
And there's probably some other shit on the counter. Mm-hmm. So he just, you know, like picks it up and slides something else over on top of it, because I don't remember that being there.
Yep.
Especially since I already made coffee. And yeah, he turns around, you know, kind of gives a, you know, half a smile, and, you know, pours Brian a cup of coffee.
Yeah. And he like thanks you or whatever. And he goes to sit down, and before he does, the Zabuda kind of gives him a look or whatever. And then he looks to you and he says, is it okay, Mr. Armstrong, if we sit?
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just a few questions we have for you. Just a couple formalities. Some things have happened. I don't know if you've heard on the news, but we have a few things we'd just like to speak to you about.
Okay. I mean, I don't have any big cases I'm working on right now. I don't know what I could be involved in.
Don't worry about it. It's just a couple of questions that we've kind of written up just to kind of get your opinion on some things. So the first one I have is, lately, have you talked to any of your infantry mates from the 21st lately?
Yeah, I think he just takes a drag of the cigarette to, like, you know, bite himself some time. And he's like, as a matter of fact, I talked to what's his name? I don't know. It's written down in notes somewhere.
Are you talking about Michael, or are you talking about God damn it, what's the other guy's name?
I called the guy we hadn't talked in years. Michael Lee Fraser is Blanker. It was before that. Matt's in jail. Was it Chad Hermans? He was the guy in Louisville. He's the guy that I talked to, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I talked to Chad Hermans the other day. He lives down in Kentucky. Why is he okay? Is everything all right?
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of this Mr. Hermans. Well, actually, no. Yes, I do remember. He's actually part. Yeah, he is one of the gentlemen we actually had to talk to. I'm sorry. I forgot we had to talk to. We have talked to pretty much everybody except for I can't think of the guy who died.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, I know, right? So, unfortunately, I can't remember his name.
Oh, that's so far back. I don't know.
I know. I feel like I've failed everybody. I can't remember, but unfortunately,
so much editing.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we don't have to find it if we don't really want to. We can just say.
I mean, that would be my response.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if he would be on the NPC page. Yeah, or that's not. What I'm
looking at right now, just to see. No,
I feel like that was just a note in an episode. Yep. I don't think
yep,
it
that's
was.
Okay. Yep. So like we'll just say that it was, you know, so, you know, whoever it was. Wait a minute. I might actually have it in my notes.
Because I don't think I would have included him as an NPC because he was dead. Yeah. There was no point.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get my notes here.
So what was that, season 2 with Maddie, right?
3.
That was season 3?
Yep, because that was kidnapping case.
Wasn't season 3 the fire? Isn't that where we just were?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So that was 2. Yep.
Let me scroll back. We're okay. Terrible. Do you think we haven't been podcasting for like a combined, you know, 25 years or whatever? I know.
So I do have all the people named. Is it Percy? So it's either Percy or Bill.
I found it in the thing. Bobby. Bobby had the cancer, God rest him.
Okay. So we'll say that Bill is Bobby because I didn't do that right. So we'll say that Bobby's real name is Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so this Bill Jones. Yeah, I forgot he died of cancer, unfortunately. I'm very sorry for your loss there.
Yeah, God rest him. He's too young.
Mm. I was thinking more about this gentleman. His name is Michael Lee Frazier. Have you had any contact with this gentleman in the past? I don't know. I would say, you know, year or so.
No. Actually, I don't know. Would he say that? Because they talked to Chad, and I'm sure Chad would have told him what we talked about, because why wouldn't he, right? Well, I don't know. How would I respond to that? Because I guess he wouldn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Brian's there. And not that Brian would rat me out. But I think if they talk to Chad, I specifically called Chad to talk about him. But I don't remember. Out of character, I don't remember what I told him. I think I asked him if he had heard from him. I don't remember. And now I kind of wish I had done the journal. If I told him that he had reached out to me or not, I can't remember. Do you remember? Because it would frame the way that I would answer the question. Because obviously I would know in character what I said.
Yeah, I almost feel like you were trying to find him, but trying to think if you actually specifically said. I don't think you did.
Because I think I asked if he had heard from him for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you actually said like he's talked to me. You're basically trying to figure out where he was. So you're almost doing like an investigative thing where like, do you know where he might be? I'm just trying to get a hold of him. So I don't think you technically told him that he got a hold of you.
Okay, so he asked me if I had seen him. And yeah, then
if you talked to him lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Or seen or talked to him the last year.
So then he does. He goes, no. Actually, when I was talking to Chad, I'd asked him if he had seen him at all or not. You know, with Bobby wind up with the cancer, and then you know Maddie going to jail, it just got me thinking about the old guys again. Hadn't really kept up with anybody. So yeah, it's just trying, you know, checking in and seeing how people were. But I couldn't get a hold of him. Chad didn't know where he was, and he was always kind of a weird bird.
Okay, so now I'm gonna have to have you roll a deception since you're lying about it. You were telling the truth but also lying.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna say this is actually gonna be a DL of 5.
All right. Well, I got a 7, so 6 on a die. My fast talk is +1.
Okay.
Unless, which is good for me because that's a yes end, or I feel like that should be opposed by his insight. I know you didn't stat a random NPC up as a thing. You could just pick a DL and be like, well,
yeah,
you know, his average would be,
yeah,
you know, like a 5. I guess that's up to you.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably a good idea because he's trying to get your information. I didn't get dice because I didn't think I'd have to roll dice. So give me a second.
Editing is always fun. Editing is the funnest. Where did my dice go? I have every dice but the one that I need. Where? All right. Yeah, here's the...
Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to put my headphones back in. Boy, everyone's going to love this audio.
You got to edit all this out.
I know. It's still going to sound weird. Okay. So I'll make the deal the same for him just because he's trying to kind of read.
Well, so it'd be a opposed roll. If you're going to roll, then it would be an opposed roll. So,
oh, gotcha.
My fast talk versus his insight. So,
yeah.
However many dice you think he'd have for brains, plus whatever. You know, he would probably have at least one in insight, right? I mean,
for sure. Especially if he's a detective, he's probably going to have a good amount. All right. I think I know what I got. So, all right. That's a 7 as well.
Okay. So I'm lying and he's detecting. So, you know what? Let's add another layer to this. Let me pull up the rules because I actually don't know how this works because we almost never do opposed rolls.
Yeah. And we've never tied an opposed roll either.
So let's parse it out to the simplest thing. So the roll is the roll sets the DL.
Mm-hmm.
So the roll on the die is a 6. Mm-hmm. I got a 7. Mm-hmm. So I succeeded because I beat by 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Would be a success. Insofar as I am successfully lying, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My roll was also a 6, but then I don't know that if it's a 7, right? Because so I don't know if it's a 7-7, so we both got a yes, but, or if it's, right? Because if I want to shoot someone, the defense is the die roll plus cover or whatever.
Yeah.
So if there's no cover and I just shoot at you and your die roll is a 6 and I roll a 7, I hit you.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if it's the same thing with the dialogue action. So, like, he rolled a 6, so I have to roll higher than a 6 because that sets the DL, which would make it a 7. But then, does my skill at lying add to his thing, right?
Yeah.
Because then it seems shitty to be like, well, his insight doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because if one matters, they both matters, which means we both hit a 7, so we both got a yes, but.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Or you could even take it in the simplest of turns too. Like if you're thinking of like a fantasy game where you're like, if you're tied, whoever is attacking the person that had the defense, if it's the same, then you're not hitting them.
Yeah.
So yeah. But then it comes back to the whole like same thing there, because if we both have a 7, it's like, okay, you successfully lied. I successfully have insight. So it's like, who wins on that one?
Right. But yeah, so we could cut all this out if you want to just keep your 5 and I got a yes in. Or it could be like, yes, I successfully lied, but he doesn't believe it, but can't prove it kind of thing. Right. Like we both know that he talked to Chad. Mm-hmm. Chad said that I asked, but didn't say that I had spoken to him.
Yeah.
Right. Which is what I told him, which is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insofar as that goes.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll say it that way. So we'll say that I can't prove that you're lying, but I know you're hiding something.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense, right? Yeah.
I think so as well.
I mean, that feels right.
Especially
he's already suspicious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. All right. Now we can move on.
Okay. Well, try to edit that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my god. So then his next question is, so you've been seen around known mobster Antonio De Luca, and I don't know if you heard, but he's turned up dead by the hand of this Michael Lee Frazier. I don't really see that as a coincidence. Do you, Mr. Armstrong?
Well, as a matter of fact, right before you fine gentlemen knocked on my door this morning, I heard the report. They said that the De Luca was dead with two of his goons, and there was an unidentified person. Has he been identified then? Is that Frazier then? I mean, because they might not release it to the press, right? I mean, that's the...
Yeah. Yeah, so he boy, I'm having...
How do you like being stumped?
It's a lot of fun. Boy. Trying to think of how we would take this. Jeez. He says, I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we aren't. It's just we're trying to suss out all of the possibilities, and we just find it kind of interesting that all of this kind of seems to tie to you somehow.
He puts his hands up, kind of like shakes them, like, you know, he says, look, I can't account for other people's actions. You know, last year, you know, Maddie got into some trouble with some stuff, you know, kidnapped the mayor's kid. Who solved that case? Detective O'Shea here and myself. You know, if the guys that I served with, hit a bad skid and, you know, went down the wrong path, I can't, you know, I'm not going to back them up. You know, I sent Maddie to jail. It's a shame. You know, guys that went, served overseas. Did you serve overseas? Oh, you look a little young. Yeah, got a bit of a bad shake. I don't know. As far as this DeLuca business, I had a case a couple of years ago. I was working with Charlene Woodard. Turns out, I don't know if that's my story to tell, but it's probably all in the files there. DeLuca was her dad. I didn't know that when I took the case. He sent some goons over here to beat me up. What am I supposed to do? You know, he says, bring him pictures. I bring him the pictures that I got. You can't fight the mob. I'm just a little fish in the big city here. Guys taking pot shots at me. They kicked my ass in the jail, got arrested, you know, at some fights, you know. Look, I got nothing to do with any of that. That's not, I run a clean business. You check all my records. I file my taxes. I do what I'm supposed to.
He kind of like looks at you. He writes some stuff down on his little pad that he's got. And he says, Mr. Armstrong, do you have a registered weapon through the city of Queens? That's the only thing I think of. I've never registered a weapon before. That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm saying he delivers it.
So like he leans, you know, like fingertips on the end of the table, and kind of like leans on the table. And he says, you already know the answer to that question.
And he says, we are going to have to take that weapon into evidence just to make sure that things are on the up and up.
Oh, what? Now you're going to roust me now? What is this all about?
And he kind of holds up his hands. He's like, we haven't done anything of the sort, sir. But there was a slug found in Mr. Frazier. And we just want to make sure we match ballistics. We've matched the guns of Mr. DeLuca and his two associates. That doesn't match up. We've actually matched up the ammo or the bullet from Mr. Lee Frazier's, or from Mr. Frazier's gun. We're still missing a smoking gun that took out one of these gentlemen.
Okay. Give me a second. I assume it's probably still in my closet. Mm-hmm. I didn't leave yet. So he goes into the bedroom. He would not fully close the door, but kind of like shut the door. Take the box, you know, take the box down. Open it up.
Your gun is not there.
This isn't gonna look good. He looks in disbelief at the fact that the gun's not there, because I was gonna like jam the fucking key in it to change the fucking rifle patterning.
You find a note inside and it just says you're welcome.
He like stuffs that in another shirt pocket that's in the thing and he goes, he opens up the door, he brings the box out, and he says, I know you're not going to believe me, but it was in here. Somebody must have busted into my apartment. It's not going to be the first time that's happened.
Detective Saputo looks at you and he says, well, isn't that convenient? Someone broke into your house and stole your piece.
You can ask Detective O'Shea. I'd filed reports before that someone had busted into my apartment. I talked to my landlord. I changed my locks. City's going to hell. So, it was in there. I'm telling you, I don't know what happened.
Detective Zaputer is going to say something else, and O'Shea actually puts his hand on his shoulder, and he's like, it's okay, Ron. Let me check this out. He goes into your room, kind of looks around a little bit, stuff like that, and he says, Zaputer in here. Brings you in there or whatever, or brings.
I follow them in. They're not going to be in my room when I'm just standing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So sure. I trail behind, kind of like I don't say anything, but like I'm getting more agitated.
yeah, for sure. And as you go in, your bedside table, the drawer is open, and Brian has a gun that looks exactly like yours, except for you could tell I'm not going to have your roll. Shit, I can't think of the word.
Serial number, pistol grip, yes, color.
Thank you. The serial number is scratched out. And he's like, here it is, Mr. Armstrong. This is your registered weapon, correct?
Oh, yeah. Shit, maybe I got drunk and locked it up. So I don't know. Jesus.
What? And he says, see, Detective Saputo, you just have to look a little harder. And he hands him. He's got like his pen. He's got like the gun and with like he's holding it up with a pencil.
The trigger. Yep.
Yep. And he's got a little, the other, so Peter brings out a little plastic baggie. They throw it in there. He says, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have the lab take a look at this. Shouldn't be more than a couple of days. And we'll get this back to you as soon as your name is cleared. And you can tell by the way he says it, he doesn't believe what he's saying to you.
Yeah, for sure. I don't rise to take the bait, but I do make like solid eye contact with Brian.
So like Zabuter like is like zipping the bag and he's paying attention to the bag, and O'Shea like slowly shakes his head no, like I had nothing to do with this.
I just give him like a very slight, you know, nod of like, okay, all right, because I don't want him getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I insight that? I don't know that I believe him, because how would he know to go like right to the fucking drawer to grab it?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. I'll have the DLB a 3 since you know Brian enough.
It's going to be another 6, so that's an 8.
Nice. Yeah, he legitimately is just doing detective work to find your gun. He really was actually trying to help you out. You can tell like he's sweating, like he's like, I can't believe I found your gun. Like he even believes like that's your gun. He doesn't think that is not your gun.
Okay. I don't have an end in the situation. I can't think of anything. I mean, if they're not going to take, I would say, and they don't take me in, but if I get the sense that they're not taking me in anyway, how about this as a weird aside thing. And Jane is getting better. Like she's in a better, like she's still in the hospital. She's still all jacked up, but like, and she's doing a little better than she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good. It's only been a couple of days.
For sure. No, I'll allow it for sure. So
I'll take that.
Yeah. Awesome. So Zaputer looks at you and he says, well, I think we've got everything we need, unless there's anything else you'd like to offer up.
No, I mean, I want to help in any way that I can to clear my name. My name is my business. So, if that gets tarnished, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. Goes without saying, don't leave the city. Well, hopefully we'll be back with your gun here in a few days. And yeah, hopefully clear your name. Unless you have anything, O'Shea. And Brian just kind of looks. He says, no, I think we've got everything wrapped up here. And Superior says, yeah, we'll let ourselves out.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, I guess.
All right. And they head out and close the door behind them.
I think he just like the slow turn around the room, like, what in the fuck just happened? And then goes back over towards the, you know, where the coffee pot was and pulls the, like the sugar canister off the note to see what the note says.
For sure. So you look at the envelope. It's a plain white envelope, has your name on it. You look inside, there is no note, but there are a few pictures inside. You find Mayor Sullivan shaking hands with Frank Biotti and Antonio De Luca. You see a picture of former Mayor Capelli in a threesome with two other women. You see a picture of Evie canoodling with Jeremy, the bouncer that's always very handsy and very rough with you. You see a picture of Carol Danvers buying drugs from the Pinks. And lastly, you see a picture of Ace Johnson receiving money from Frank Biotti.
I throw the pictures on the table and they kind of splay out like they would in a movie. And then I go back to the closet and I pull the note out of the coat pocket, out of the jacket pocket. Is it Blanker's handwriting?
It is not.
And there's no writing on the front of the other envelope with the pictures?
Yes, it did have your George on the front of it, and that actually did have Blinker / Frazier's handwriting on it.
Okay, so the pictures did, but the note in the closet does not.
Correct.
He drops the note on the table. Yeah, I think he puts his hands on his hips and he's just like staring, like what? So you know, maybe Blinker broke in here before what happened the other night to leave me, you know, more proof of, you know, the wrongs he was writing, sort of thing. Seems to check out. But then, you know, obviously the note and the missing gun in the closet has me completely baffled because no one knew unless, and then his mind goes to, oh, well, I wonder if Biotti sent one of his goons over here, but how would he know? Right. It's not like Duluth would be like, hey, I'm going to go kill this guy. So he crosses, like he, you know, shakes his head. I don't know, it's probably not that. And then I think he like just shuffles everything together, folds the note up along with the pictures, puts everything back in that original envelope, slides in his coat, you know, jacket pocket, and then like looks around the room. Like, does anything seem out of place? Like when he went home that night, like he went to the Glow and got hammered. It was, you know, blacked out, you know, coming home or whatever. Right? So like if anything was odd, he might not have noticed right away. But now like he takes another like look at the room really to see if there's anything that like seems like it was messed with or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're looking all through the house. You look through the, you know, you look through the kitchen, you look at the coffee maker, you just, You know, you look in the bathroom, you look through the, you look at the front door to see if it's been messed with. You don't see anything. You look in your room and you look at the door and the door to your closet where you said you had it in a closet up on a shelf, right? Where the box mm-hmm. was. Yep.
Yeah.
You don't really feel like you see anything there. And then you look on the floor and you see a little bit of like gray residue and you're like, what is that? And you go to put your hand and you pull out and you kind of like look at it and you're like, what is that? Is that concrete?
God damn it.
Nice.
Well, shit.
Just when you think things were done and everything's going to be all hunky-dory.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I thought I had to make you sweat a little bit at the end there. I was like, you just can't get away with murdering somebody and not, or all self-defense or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, did you Google like when did they start doing like ballistics forensics?
No, not at all. So if it's wrong, I don't care. Let's just
okay. In this world, we have it.
Yeah, we're just gonna say it happens.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about that at the time that we were playing because mm-hmm. I got away clean.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any reason for me to think that, you know, there would be any suspicion yep. on me for anything.
1687. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Or, well, let's see. Ballistics for forensics is actually 1835. Sorry. I was looking
That's still really early.
That's still super early. I love it because we all, every time we ask the question, like, oh, did it even happen? And we're like, it's like freaking like centuries before this is even a thing. So.
Almost 100 years. They should be pretty good at it by 1947.
yep. I think a couple of days was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wouldn't have thought about it in the moment that,
yeah.
you know, he could get pinged for that.
Oh, for sure. You've George has had so many traumatic moments in the last like week and a half that it's probably going to be
that's hard true
to
too. Like,
yeah. I need to do this. I need to do that. You know, I was just like, I'm worried about Jane. I'm worried about Michael. I'm worried about O'Shea. I'm worried, you know, like there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. Cool.
Yeah. You got away this time, Armstrong, but next time.
That sucks about the mayor, because I think at the time that all that was going on, my insight role into him was that he wasn't a piece of shit, or we didn't find anything on him being a piece of shit at the time.
Yep. And I'll even like spoil a little bit, like a lot of it was like, you can't find much about this guy. He's pretty clean, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
But it's noir, so like not everybody's gonna be squeaky clean.
Yeah. So. All right. I mean, there's nothing I can do about any of that. I mean, I already knew Carol was doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Evie's found herself another, you know, unwitting partner or whatever, it's not my concern. You know, the mayor, that kind of sucks. And Johnson, we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, I guess in George's mind a little bit, it's kind of like she's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Just be like some fucking random bouncer dude at the club that you work in seems like not the best,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think he takes any solace in it necessarily, but like he does clock that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And the mayor is a much bigger problem that I do not need to concern myself with. I am in his good graces for rescuing his son. So
yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to bank on that. I'm going to ask a question and don't feel obligated to answer it, because I guess it'll come out during the season.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't grok is how Beatty would have found out that I killed Blanker, or was even present at the time that any of that happened.
Okay. So I'll give it to you, just because I could give it to you later, but maybe I'll forget. you know, because that's just how this game has gone. Oh, who's that guy? I don't remember this guy.
Because it could be evident and I'm just not seeing it, because concerned with other stuff.
So both of those guys are mob bosses.
And they're in cahoots to some extent.
They have been in cahoots, but they've also been against each other as well.
Yeah.
So if anything's going to happen, the other hand is going to know about it, regardless of how secretive things might be. If you're a mob boss, a lot of times you could find stuff out if you want to.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. They got all the guys on the streets kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So that's definitely, that's not definite, but that's probably a good reason why.
Okay. I don't like that he helped me, but I guess it's good in the short term. I guess it's good for me right now. Although having the serial number scraped off wouldn't be fantastic, because I would have a registered firearm.
Yes. Yep. So that it helps you, but it also doesn't help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
To see how that shakes out.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I could say that I lost it and just bought one at a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I still technically have a registered firearm.
You have to be careful with that, though, because then you're looking at if people buy a scratched off firearm like that, it most of the time means you're going to do something with it that you don't want to be doing with it. So
that's,
or that you
too.
Shouldn't be doing with it. Let's just say.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful on that front.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
Good. I guess... love it. More questions that you have. I love it. Keep those questions circling in your mind.
Yeah. Cause I don't know how I would get around that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reasonable explanation for me to have what would essentially be a drop gun.
Yeah. You know, either that, or you could just, to tell you the truth, I don't know how you get out of it either. I trapped you. I apologize. I trapped you.
You did this.
I did. It's all my fault. I'll take the responsibility. Maybe, but they maybe wouldn't I'll think anything.
Well, but they wouldn't think anything of leaving a gun with filed off serial numbers because that's what they do. Like, that's the part of their thing. They're like, oh, we'll help this fucking schmuck out here. Leave this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. It's true.
Which may be tied to like 40 other fucking crimes that they've committed. Yeah, that's not great. Well, yeah, so I could say maybe somebody stole it, right?
There you go.
Because I had theoretically filed police reports to say that people broke into my house.
Yeah.
Somebody swapped it.
Yeah.
Maybe they needed a clean gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, why would I look at the fucking serial number? I'm look at the gun. The gun's a tool. It's not like I go around shooting people. This is just for fucking protection. It's not like, you know, last time I had to clean it was when, you know, one of your fucking cops tried to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'd have to go that route, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.